good to see you again.
很高兴见到大家。
We actually feel really comfortable when we hear another language.
我们非常的觉得很舒服听到不同的语言。
And the reason we feel comfortable when there's another language is because usually we're listening to Tagalog.
通常我们 listening
to Tagalog, which is the Philippine.
我们在菲律宾是听的都是 Tagalog 这样的语言，我们很习惯听不同的语言。
I was with Wei and his wife, and I asked her when we had dinner, what would you like to know about?
他和钟辉弟兄和他的太太。吃晚饭的时候问他说你们想要听什么样的信息
And usually simple questions, especially if they agree with what you feel, then you know it's the Lord.
如果我们彼此想象的是一样的话一定是从神而来的
So we want to talk about faith.
所以我们今天是在讲信
Because if faith is in operation and it's biblical faith, it will cause the church to the people to be transformed.
如果是从神而来的信心的话，我们的教会一定会会被改变。
If it's faith like the world defines faith, nothing will happen.
如果是我们属世的信心的话，不会发生任何事情。
And there's quite a difference.
这是非常不一样的地方。
So if you notice the title, I think it says the faith of God, right?
所以这个我们今天讲到的这个题目是神从神而来的信心。
Because when something happens in a person and they come to Jesus Christ, the faith that is deposited is not his, it was from God.
如果一个人带着信心来的话，我们知道他那个信心是从神而来的，而不是从人而来的。
So I want to talk about how that changes and what it means.
我们来讲一讲这样的信心会带来什么样的改变，它的意义在哪里。
So let's start off in Romans.
所以我们现在先读罗马书。
This is a very familiar scripture.
是非常大家熟悉的经文。
You read it.
你们读过了。
And it says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. The message is heard through the word about Christ.
这里说，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So the question is, how does the word come?
所以神的话是从哪里来的呢？神的道从哪里来的？
You must remember that these words weren't written when this letter was delivered.
所以大家都知道，这封信写的时候，这个神的道还没有。
There was no such thing as a full Bible.
没有这样的文字记载。
So how did the word come?
神的话从哪里来的呢？怎么来的呢？
So if you were in Antioch, or you were in Smyrna, or you were in any of the other cities, how did they understand what came?
所以在那个早期教会的时候，这些人听到的道是从哪里来？从不管是从 Antioch 或者是其他的这个城市。
And it came because someone like you or me began to talk to our friend about Jesus Christ.
实际上就是弟兄姊妹就像你我一样，在教会里面在讲神的话语。
And there's a dynamic that occurs when a person wants Jesus Christ.
所以当你呼求耶稣基督的时候，你们这个之间彼此的关系就发生了。改变。
Even if the person does not know Jesus Christ, there's something still happening.
甚至有些人不认识耶稣基督，同样的也会发生很多的事情。这个人和人之间的这个变化的关系就发生改变。
So if I'm the believer and I'm talking to that person, a dynamic occurs that I have no control over.
如果我是一个信徒，我和一个不信主的人在讲话的时候，我们彼此之间发生改变了。这个改变不是我。能够控制。
I might be responsive to God by speaking concerning Jesus Christ or my faith.
也可能是因为我的信心，我和这个人去交流。
But there's nothing I can do to change or cause the other person to receive.
不是因为我做了什么改变了对方。
Because there's something in the heart of man that has to respond to him.
所以那个人一定要从内心里面对上帝做出反应。
That is why going to church will not save a person.
所以光你去教会不能够得到拯救。
Being religious will not save a person.
你非常的有宗教的这个品格不能够得到拯救。
I studied Eastern religions along with some other US things when I was in college and none of them got me saved.
我在大学的时候也学了很多关于宗教方面的东西，但是没有能够改变我。
Something has to happen in the spirit of a man or a woman.
所以不管是男的女的 接受了耶稣基督，在里面心灵里面发生改变是最重要的。
That's why the one scripture from Hebrews says you have to believe that He exists and you want to come to Him.
所以在希伯来书这里说，你必须要相信他啊，你才能够得到他。
And that dynamic, none of us command, none of us have control over.
所以这样子的之间的这个发生的微妙的这个变化，不是我们能够掌控的。
So if I'm the one speaking, I have to trust that something is happening.
如果我说什么，我一定要是从心里面相信啊，会发生这下面的事情。
Now I know a little bit about Chinese culture and a little bit about U.S. culture and a little bit about Philippine culture.
我知道一点中国的文化，也知道美国的文化，当然我现在也知道一些菲律宾的文化。
And to tell you the truth, most of us are materialistic.
讲实话，我们大家都是有一点这个物质性物质化的现在。
We believe in what we can touch.
我们相信我们能够触摸到的东西。
Or something, we can react to something that's tangible.
所以甚至有些东西是我们能够感受到的，能够控制的，能够发生改变的东西。
But the spirit.Inside of a man or woman is a different matter.
但灵在我们里面是完全不一样的事情。
You could do a little mental exercise.
你可以试着用来做一些这个操作，来试一试。
Try and imagine that you don't exist.
你有没有可以想象你自己不存在
？Sounds funny.
听起来很可笑。
You can't conceive that you cannot exist.
你不能够真正的感受到你不存在。
Christianity is different.
基督教是不一样的。
It knows that God's imprint upon our nature means that something is in there, something in my heart that's not describable.
上帝在我们身上的烙印是不能够，有的时候不能用言语来表达的。
If any of you have been to a funeral, had a close relative or someone die, I have.
如果你有亲戚或者家人去世，你去参加一个葬礼，你可能会有这样的感受。我有这样的经历。
You can look at the body, you can see that it's dead.
你看到这个死去的人的身体。
You know that the brain is going to deteriorate and could become nothing.
你知道他的那个脑子里面的组织是在不断的在腐败。变成一个没有用的东西。
All the emotional responses and the relationship of head to emotions, they're all gone.
原来的这个心脑之间的关系一切都消失了。
But the Bible's clear.
但是上帝的这个圣经是很明确的。
The spirit of a man or woman was created and still exists.
我们的灵是上帝创造的，而且还存在。
And that imprint cannot be subtracted. You can't imagine it not being there.
它是烙印在我们身上的，你不能够想象说它不存在。
But he did something mysterious.
但是他神秘的做了下面的事情。
The God of Christianity cannot coerce. He won't force anyone.
上帝不强迫任何一个人。
I put it this way. He made you so perfect.That he gives you complete choice.
他创造你是如此的完美，他让你有自由的选择。
That's why the scripture says accurately that in order to avoid God, you have to push it away.
如果圣经里面说，如果你要是回避上帝的话，你必须把上帝挪开，你自主性的把上帝挪开。
Likewise, to want God, you have to want Him and ask.
如果你想要上帝的话，你必须要追求他。
If you do nothing, it's as if you push it away. There is no middle ground.
如果你什么都不做的话，实际上你是把上帝给推开。
And so, whether it be an Old Testament person or a New Testament person, there's that spirit of that man or woman that desires God.
不管是在旧约里面、新约里面，是我们里面的灵。是追求上帝。
Now the big picture is simple.
更大的这个图像是更简单。
God created.
上帝创造了。
Something happened.
事情就发生了。
This is what we teach overseas.
这就是我们在海外这个传讲福音。
Sin comes in.
罪就进入我们当中。
What is sin?
什么是罪？
You want to avoid God.
你要回避上帝。
Inside the spirit of a man or woman, they say, I want my way. I don't want your way. I don't want God's way. I want my way.
在你的灵里面，你说我要上帝，我不要上帝，我要我自己的这个处事方式，我要我自己的。
You can see it so easily in children.
所以在孩子们当中，你们看得更清楚一点。
Right? Some of you are good parents.
你们可能是很好的父母亲。
You teach them.
你教导他们。
And you repeat.
你不断地教导。
And you repeat some more.
你不断地教导他们。
To cause them to want to be thankful.
你要想叫他们要有感恩的心。
They naturally say no. They unnaturally say yes.
他们自然的就是说回绝你，自然的是拒绝你，他们非常不自然的是接受你说 yes.
Why is that?
为什么是这样？
Because Isaiah says, from birth, we all go our own way.
所以以赛亚书说，从我们出生的时候开始，我们就偏行己路。
So out of creation comes this sin, and we're of the same lineage, the same family.
我们都是这些的后代，都是罪人的后代，都是带着罪性的。
But then someone talks to us.
但是有人跟我们说话。
Usually it's a testimony.
通常是一个见证。
Sometimes someone will share about Jesus.
有的人就跟我们分享耶稣基督。
Sometimes it happens because simply something a believer does, and an unbeliever says, that's different.
有的时候是一个信徒所做的事情，非信徒说，哎，这个也不一样。
And the unbeliever, from the spirit, something begins to happen.
这个非信徒可能内心就发生改变。
And that person says, I don't have that.
他会说，哎，我怎么没有他这个这样的特质？
I want God.
我要上帝。
And then it becomes a choice.
所以变成了一个选择。
Because when the spirit of a man or woman wants God,
当从灵里面你要追求上帝的时候
，then it's how complete that decision is made as to whether God says, "I'll put my faith within you."
所以这个事情的完成是上帝说我要把信心放在你里面。
Jesus Christ spoke to Herod.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ spoke to Herod as well as Pontius Pilate.
耶稣基督跟那个希律王说话。
They also knew of John the Baptist.
他们也都知道那个施洗约翰。
And some of those leaders wanted to hear what Jesus had to say without any commitment.
他们要听耶稣基督所说的，但是他没有任何一个做出主动的愿意接受的。
So why didn't they want to commit?
为什么他们不愿意委身呢？
Because they wanted their own way.
因为他们要他们自己。
It doesn't matter whether it's power,
不管是他们的这个权利也好
or pleasure,
或者他们的喜好也好
or if you're a kid, you just want your own way,
或者像你的孩子一样，他只要他自己的这个自己的这个所求所想。
And so people through life then have a choice. They come to him or they do not.
所以我们一生当中都有这样的选择，你是要选择上帝呢，还是我们什么都不要做，不要他？
But the important thing.Is that you know him first for yourself.
For yourself. 最重要的信息是你先要认识上帝，为了你自己的缘故。
Because without faith, you can't please him.
因为没有人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
And if it's not a faith of God that's resident within you, if you've not made that decision, then you have nothing to do on the outside that's going to solve the problem.
如果你没有从神而来的信心在你里面，你不能够在你的外表所做的任何事情改变这一切。
In essence, when a person comes to Jesus Christ, they do one thing.
所以实质上一个人来到神的面前，他只做了一件事情。
They surrender.
他降服于神的面前。
They say, I don't want my way, I want your way.
我不要走我自己的路，我要走你的路，你指引的路。
And when God, who's the only one that sees the inside, sees that that has occurred, he deposits his faith within.
所以只有神看到你这个转变，他把信心放到你的里面。
And so it's really important that you understand that being religious won't solve anything.
所以你必须要明白，你是光有宗教性，或者是你认为你很有这个属灵的，不能够改变你的一切。
Every religion known to man, you must do something on the outside in order to become more like whoever God is.
所以不管是什么宗教，总是希望你做出什么事情，使你成为像那个他们所崇拜的那个神一样。
With Jesus Christ, it's not that way.
耶稣基督这样的我们的神不是这样子。
You already have His imprint.
你已经在你里面心里面有烙印。
And when someone shares with you a testimony about coming to Jesus, surrendering to Him,
如果有人向你传福音，讲到他的一个见证的时候，你就降服于神的面前。
And that person has already come alive in Christ.
这个人已经来到神的面前。
When they testify, it's different.
当他做见证的时候，是完全不一样的。
And when someone who doesn't know Jesus hears that testimony, it witnesses with them.
当一个不信神的人听到这样的见证的时候，他就是心里面就得到了这个见证。
Sometimes that decision takes a period of time.
也可能这个决定需要一段时间。
But most often, it can be done in an instant.
So, 大多数情况下很快就会得到改变。
I've been around a person once.
我也曾经有一次面对一个人。
It was a very short conversation.
非常短的对话。
He knew where I was coming from.
他知道我说的是什么。
He knew I believed in Jesus Christ.
他知道我信耶稣基督。
He had witnessed the peace that was within me and my direction and my walk.
他看到我内心的这个平安喜乐，看到我的与神同行的这些行为。
And so I just looked at him and I said, "Can I ask you a question?"
他只是面对面的看着他，对，问他说，我可以不可以问你一个问题
？Would you like to come to Jesus Christ right now?
你愿不愿意来到耶稣基督的面前，就现在
？And make that decision.
做这样子的决定。
And the person said no.
他说不。
Why not?
为什么？为什么不
？Because they want their own way.
他要偏行己路。
That's why you can go into a church.
所以说，你可以到一个教会去。
If some of these things are not clear,
所以这些如果你看到讲的别人讲的这种都不很明白的话
，people will do the right things, sing the right things, and not throw their grandmother under a train.
有人说。说这样说那，但是不能够做出任何的改变。
And they say I'm pretty good.
他会说我很好啊。
So I'm like God.
我像上帝一样，我明白善恶。
And this book says I'm sorry, but that doesn't happen. That's not going to do it.
圣经说，圣经告诉你说，对不起，你不可以，不可能是这样的。
Something has to happen so that a surrender takes place.
一定是发生什么样的事，你才能降服于神的面前。
If it doesn't happen, then discipleship in Christ makes no sense.
如果没有这样子的改变的话，所谓的这个门徒的这个训练是没有意义的。
Because you're not teaching a practice.
因为你不能够改变他在他的行为，在他的一生当中所行出来。
You're teaching a relationship.
你是告诉他这样一是人的下面的关系是什么样的关系，我们再听。
Show you an expression of that in chapter 12, verse 1.
在第12章第一节里面说。
So this is to believers, now not unbelievers. It says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God.To present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
在这里，大意是说，我向你，弟兄们，在主里面的弟兄，按照神的慈悲怜悯，向你们请求。所以，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上作为活祭。
When that happens,
当这样的事情发生的时候
，I can guarantee you, God responds.
I'm sorry.
When that happens, God responds.
我给你向你保证，上帝一定会回应。
In a new believer, he deposits his faith.
在这个新人，他在他的心里面放下了这个。
In a believer that's walking in Christ, He deposits more.
如果一个人与神同行，他会放更多的信心在你里面。
And the process is never intended to stop.
所以这样的过程不会停止。
Would you like to talk about surrender?
你们愿不愿意来讲关于降服与神的问题？
I think I have to wire her. Go ahead. You just stay with me. You just go ahead.
Well, I am always pleased to give my own testimony.
我就很乐意的来做见证。我总是很乐意的来做见证。
When I was about 5 years old,
我大概五岁的时候
I was visiting with my brother. We were playing on a toy.
我和我的兄弟在玩很多的玩具。
And I was explaining to him the Sunday school lesson I had just heard that morning.
所以那天早上我正好参加了主日学，我跟我的弟弟还是 older brother or younger brother?
Younger.
和我的弟弟在讲我所学到的。
And he didn't say anything, but I realized as I was telling him that something in me believed what I was telling him.
当我和他说的时候，他可能没有什么反应，但是我知道我的内心发生了改变。
So I believed.
我信了。
And something happened.
内心发生了改变。
And I took my little toe and stuck it in that water of faith.
我把我的脚趾头放在那个信心的水里面。
And I thought that was enough.
我想了我那这个就足够了。
And when I got older, I might take a little bit more.
我等我长大了更大年纪再大一点的时候，我可能走得更远一点。
But you can still step out.
你可能还可以退出来。
Your toes are still wet.
但是你的脚趾头还是湿的。
And I thought that was going to be enough.
我觉得那就够了。
And I still wanted my own way.
我甚至有的时候还是偏行己路。
And if I got into too much trouble.
如果我有很大的麻烦的时候
I could always ask him, please help me get out of this.
我可以向神祈求说请你
And I'll never do it again.
我不再做了
I promise.
我保证
I'll get my feet back.
我又把我脚伸进去可以
But then there was something else I wanted to do.
然后我又想要做其他的事情
And after a lot of those choices,
经过这样子的左右选择
My life didn't look any different.
我的生命好像没有什么改变。
From anyone who had never stepped into that water.
可能和那个从来没有进入那个水的人比起来，可能没有什么改变。
And those choices affected not only my life, but a lot of other people's life.
但是我那样的选择不但改变了我，而且改变了其他的人。
Until I was 22 years old.
一直到我22岁的时候
And a whole bunch of life of destruction was behind me.
我的生活当中发生了很多很多不幸的事情。
And I came to the end.
我走到一个尽头。
And I said, okay.
我说 enough is enough. 我走到尽头了。
I'm in.
我真的愿意完全的进入。
And I'm not going to get back out.
我不再出去。
I give you control.
我把我的生命放到你的完全的掌控之下。
I give you my heart.
我把我的心给你。
I give you my family.
我把我的家庭给你。
I give you my future.
我的将来。
And I might just die.
我也可能不再活在这个世上。
But then I might live in you.
但是我可以活在你的里面。
And whatever it is, I stop trying to live my own life, and I step in.
不管我做什么，我不再偏行己路，我进入你的里面。
And that is surrender.
这就叫降服。
And at that place, the water gets deep.
在我进入的那里，那样的圣灵的水。
And you get where you can't step back out.
深到一个程度，你出不去了。
And you begin to walk with him in faith.
你在信心里面与神同行。
Now, if anyone had asked me before, do you know Jesus?
如果人问我，你认不认识耶稣基督，在这之前问我的话，
I would have said yes, of course.
我说我认识。
Are you a Christian? Yes, of course.
别人问你是不是基督徒，你说我是。
Not like that.
但是不是同样的回答，不是同样一样的回答。
Now I know him.
现在我真的认识他。
And he's in there, and I can't unknow him.
我现在不能说我不认识他了。
And you know the first thing he wanted to talk to me about?
你能不能想象他要跟我说的讲的第一件事是什么吗？
Forgiveness.
饶恕。
Because you do that by faith.
你用信心来饶恕。
And anyway, and I found out you never get out of that class.
你永远不可能从那个课程上毕业。
Okay, I'm done.
我讲完了。
Oh, I'm still attached.
I spend a lot of time, even with children, explaining these same things.
我也和很多的孩子们解释刚才菲林讲的这些。
Because children want to please.
Children want to
please. They want to mimic.
Oh, 孩子们总是希望能够模仿。
It's hard to assess whether a child has come to Jesus Christ.
很难确定一个孩子是不是真的来到神的面前。
But they, because they so much want to please.
他们很愿意来讨好你们，讨好家长。
And so, for a Christian parent, it's not easy because faith has to be more than just wanting to please.
对于一个基督徒的家长来说是非常难的，因为这个信心不仅仅是说他愿意你喜悦。
But for you adults, you understand the difference.
你们成人，你们知道这样的是不一样的。
And I don't know all of you. I know there are many believers here.
我不完全每一个人都认识，但是我也不知道你们都是信，都是基督徒。
But if you have visited the church and become a part.
如果你去一个教会，成为教会的一部分
，and you haven't made the kind of surrender that Feiling talked about，
你还没有做到像Feiling刚才讲的这种降服，来到神的面前降服
，then you have unfinished business to do with God。
你和神之间还有一些没有解决的问题
，because it does no good to half open a gift and not take it completely out and have it。
可以这么说，一个礼物打开了，但是你没有完全的从这盒子里面拿出来，成为你自己的礼物，还不是你自己的真正的礼物。
And there is a way that you can judge this for yourself.
你可以做出自己的判断。
As I speak these things, or as Feiling speaks these things, how do you feel inside?
我和Feiling今天在这里和你们讲的时候，你们内心里面是怎么样的感受？
Does it affirm?The faith that you already have experienced with Christ.
是不是更坚固你在耶稣基督里面的信心？
If it does, then you are a believer.
如果是，你是耶稣基督的门徒。
But if at the same time, you've not experienced that, you either have not fully surrendered or you're not a believer.
如果你没有这样子的感动，或者是因为你没有完全降服。或者你就不是一个信徒。
And it's crucial for your own future that you know the difference and be honest with yourself.
这对你非常重要，将来你一定要知道这样的不一样，你一定要非常诚实。
Because this, whether you appreciate it or not, is a missionary church.
我们这个教会是一个传福音的教会。
In the next 10 years, thousands of Chinese will come through here.
在将来的十年当左右，会有成千上万的人经过这个教会。
And if they see the difference, and they will, between a person who has surrendered and a person who has not,
他们 经过这个教会会看出你是不是真正的降服于神的面前，或者你不是一个降服于神面前的人。
They will make decisions of faith based on the reality of your relationship with Him.
他们会根据你和神之间的关系做出他们自己的决定。
And so it's not necessarily emotional. It can be.
不一定是非常非常情绪化的，可以是情绪化的。
It's not illogical.
也不是说没有一个逻辑思维的。
You figure if the Lord Jesus Christ created us, which is what the scriptures say.
如果耶稣基督是创造了我们，就像圣经所说的一样。
Then you are actually built and created to reach out to Him at some point and know Him.
你就是被造的，有一个时间你一定会去认识他。
That's why Christ was very honest when he said, I did not come to destroy, I came to save those who are lost.
所以耶稣基督非常非常坦白地说，我来不是说破坏，而是说建造。
He did not spend time arguing about whether somebody knew God.
他没有很多的人去争辩说谁认识上帝，谁不认识上帝。
He just presented the truth like we've presented a simple testimony.
就像我们做见证的一样，他就是一个很大大家面前放出，把真理放在大家的面前。
And especially as adults, if the surrender to him is complete, you know that it's complete.
如果一个成年人真的是完全降服到神的面前，你知道你是完全降服到神的面前。
Then the walk that will unfold is destined.Most certainly to keep bearing fruit until you die.
如果是这样的话，你的结果一定是结出好的果子。
And when you die, you will not die. You will be with Him.
你的肉体的死不是你真正的结束，而是你与他同在。
If the surrender has never been made at all,
如果你没有这样的降服，完全没有降服过。
That's why the Scripture speaks of the second death.
所以圣经会讲的是第二次的死。
There is no other opportunity.
没有任何的其他的机会。
And you'll face the Lord anyway.
你要面对上帝，同样的要面对上帝。
Now I know amongst the believers that are here, I would encourage you, even yourselves, if a surrender is incomplete, make it complete.
我现在这里劝我们在座的各位，如果你的这个降服不完全，你要完全的降服到神的面前。
Because what have you got to lose?
你没有任何损失。
I mean, some of you brothers and sisters know me.
你们当中有些人认识我。
Do I look like I'm beaten up and life is terrible?
有没有我是好像是被很惨兮兮的样子，我的生活是非常的糟糕，我变得非常的惨兮兮的。
And it's the same when I know some of you are believers.And you're not beaten up. You look really good. You're at peace. I can tell it's okay.
我看到你们当中也有很多人，也不是说生活把你们折磨得非常的非常凄惨。你们看上去也很好。
And so we think when we're not believers that it, you know if we follow God, we're going to really go off the deep end.
如果我们真的是追寻上帝的话，我们真的要。很深地追求他。
We're going to end up in some province in the middle of some unknown country, dirt poor and having a ragged life, an uncomfortable life.
我们追求上帝会到一个不同的国度，甚至条件很差，环境很差。
Now you must understand when you surrender,
你必须明白你完全降服。
It's called capitulation. You give up.
你就是完全的放弃。
It is true that your profession and the manner in which you conduct your life is on the altar.
你这些你的这个职业也好，你的生活的这个方式也好，是放在祭坛上的。
And it is true that you can end up in this little old province with a life that you never dreamed of.
你也可能会去一个地方你从来没想过的一个小小的一个省份，一个不同的国家。
But you can also end up with any other kind of life, but regardless, you'll know him and walk with him in it.
你也可能是不同的状况，但是不管是什么情况，你都是与神同行。
I know I'm appealing to your logic, but believe me, 70, 80, 90 years is a very brief time.
我知道大家都很有逻辑思维，七十年、八十年的时间是非常非常短暂的。
And what you gain in wealth and notoriety is worthless.
你所追求的这个现在的财富，这些都是真的是完全毫无价值的。
I don't care how published you are.
不管你是发表多少文章，他是对我讲。
Because God doesn't care how published you are.
上帝不在乎你发表多少文章。
He cares that in whatever profession and walk that you are in, that you do so with excellence, born out of that same relationship and faith.
他在乎你所做的这个职业，你做得非常的优秀，是从神而来。
And if it leads to a rough life, then it leads to a rough life.
如果生命生活是非常的曲折艰难，就是过曲折艰难的生活。
And if it leads to a profitable life, then you can help someone that's having to lead a rough life.
如果你的生活非常的顺利，你的事业非常的成功，你可以帮助那样子的人去过这样过那样的生活，帮助他。
Because the brief decades we are here is purely, purely.The first step.
我们这短暂的几十年只是非常非常的简单的一步而已。
So the question comes back to the same thing.
所以就回到了同样一个问题。
Do you know that kind of surrender?
你知道不知道那样的降服?
Now listen, most churches, especially from the Baptist background in the United States, do altar calls. altar calls. They bring people to the front to make a commitment.
我们很多的教会，尤其是浸信会，会有这样子的呼召，让人到祭坛面到的前面台前来献上自己。
I'm not really interested in doing that.
我不没有这样的兴趣做这样的事情。
But I am interested in doing this.
但是我很非常感兴趣做。
If because of what I have said, you are uncomfortable and know that you don't know him, do something about it.
我讲的话，如果你们给你一些触动，让你知道你不认识他的话，你一定要做一些事情。
And so, after the service, we'll hang around.
今天敬拜之后，我会在这里。
Come talk to me.
来跟我聊一聊。
Some of you know Jesus, and I have perfect confidence that you will walk in him.
我知道在你们在座的当中，有人认识耶稣基督，你们真的是与神同行。
But some of you don't know what I'm talking about.
有些你们当中有人可能不知道我在讲什么。
And I'm telling you, your life spiritually will go nowhere until you resolve that issue.
我们知道你在灵里面的生活，你的生命不解决这个问题，没有出路。
I want to tell you some good news.
我要跟你讲一些好消息。
Jesus says in very simple language.
耶稣基督用非常简单的语言说
My sheep know my voice.
我的羊知道我的声音。
Do you know that when he first said that,
当耶稣基督第一次说这句话的时候
the Bible wasn't present.
这个圣经还不存在，这个后面的新约圣经还不存在。
A few scrolls were present, and you had to go to the synagogue to read them.
那个旧约是有这个手抄本，你要到那个会堂里面，你才能读到。
So he's on the street saying, "My sheep know my voice."
他在路上说，在外面大庭广众之下，在街上说我的羊知道我的声音。
He is not talking about quoting scripture.
他不是讲这个我们现在讲的这个圣经。
He's talking about the leading and the moving and the operation of the Holy Spirit.
他是讲的圣灵在我们里面的做工。
How much can I bank on that?
我能够应该放多大的这个分量放在这个上面相信他。
How much can I guarantee that that's the truth?
我有多少话说能够向你保证他讲的是真实的。
My late wife and I, we loved each other until she died and she walked in faith.
我原来的夫人和我之间，我们彼此相爱，我们与神同行，一直到她去世。
Went on for 4 decades.
我们彼此在一起生活了40年。
Jean and Faileen walked in faith for more than 3 decades.
菲琳的先生和她在一起生活超过30年。
If it wasn't for the same voice, we wouldn't be married today.
如果不是因为同一个声音，我们今天不会走到一起。
If it wasn't for the same voice, we would not have produced a curriculum for 15 to 24,000 students in the Philippines.
如果不是因为同一个声音，我们不会写一个课程啊，给这个两到三万的学生写的这样的一个传福音的关于创造的课程。
If it wasn't for that voice, we would not have talked to Shannon, a little girl who is a salesman at the Subaru dealer who wanted to know about Jesus.
如果不是因为同这一个声音，我不会和那个在 Subaru 这个车行里面的这个一个女孩子叫 Shannon 去讲上帝的事情。
If it wasn't for faith, we wouldn't be making a move to West Virginia.
如果不是因为信心的话，我们不会去。在短短的将来我们会搬到这个西 Virginia。
Each of us could go on for an hour and a half.
我可以讲上好几个小时，很长的时间跟你们讲这一切的一切。
Now you don't start that way in a Christian walk.
但是你在属灵里面，在耶稣基督里面，在基督里面的我们的所行不是这样开始。
You begin to hear in very simple terms.
你开始就是非常简单的道理。
But it's destined to grow.
但是一定会成长。
That's why it says.
所以在这里说
Without faith, it is impossible. You cannot please God without faith.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And the deposit of faith does not happen until you surrendered and said, I want whatever you have, Lord, I want it.
信心的进驻只有等到你愿意接受，愿意降服的时候才开始。
And I'm not speaking to you as some theological graduate, and I'm not preaching to you like some sort of person that does it for a living. I do not.
我不是一个像神学院里面的一个专职的老师，或者是说我是受过 很好的神学的教育来向你们在传讲。
I was a professional.
我是一个这个专业人士。
Phelene and I, we didn't even know we wrote together until we went to the Philippines and found out the Lord could use both of our writing skills.
我们到菲律宾之前，我们完全不知道我们彼此之间可以在一起写这样子的教材。
When the surrender is made to say that I want anything you want,Things begin to happen.
只有当我们这样信心进驻的时候，我们想说，神你要我做什么，我就做什么。这个时候是。
If you have unforgiveness with a spouse, he calls you to forgive. But now you have a deposit of faith to make it happen.
如果你的这个配偶需要得到你的饶恕的话，你这样的信心进驻的时候，你就会做出这样的行动去饶恕。
If relationships are broken.He can untangle that.
如果你们之间的关系受到破坏，他一定会帮你们解决。
So that you not only live in peace with him, but you live in peace with your brothers and your sisters.
不仅仅你与神之间有这种平安，有这种平和，有这种喜乐，你也可以和你的弟兄之间有同样的关系。
And you must understand, if that isn't present and working in a church, then the church has nothing to show.
如果你们教会里面没有这样子的事情发生的话，你们教会没有什么东西可以给别人看。
That is why surrender to him is so necessary.
这就是为什么完全的降服是如此的必要。
Now I have learned in my experience never to judge by appearance.
所以我在一生当中学到很多的功课，其中一个最重要的就是不要看别人的外表。
I have seen stone cold faces, no expression.
我看到有人脸是非常的阴沉，而且是非常像石头一样坚固的脸。
And watched a man or woman surrender to him, and their life change.
我看到当他们完全降服的时候，他们的生命发生彻底的改变。
I've seen people utterly emotional.
我也看到很多人非常的就是情绪化。
I mean really emotional.
真正的非常的情绪化。
But the same process when the surrender happens.The life begins to change.
同样的，当降服发生的时候，他们的生命得到改变。
That's what faith is about.
这就是我们的信心。
It begins to affect and permeate everything.
它影响、穿透一切。
If you say you've been a believer for years and you've never had the Holy Spirit speak to your heart, you understand this direction, then you need to surrender.
如果你认为你是基督徒，但是这么多年来从来圣灵没有与你像这样的说过话，你知道你需要降服的。
Because he says,
因为他说
，If you ask him, he's not going to give you a stone.
你跟他要的时候，他不会给你石头，你求向神求的神求神会给你石头。
He'll teach you.
他一定会教导你。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄们姊妹们
it's up to you. If this affirms your faith, you know him, and you're already on the right road.
如果我今天跟你们讲了，你们觉得真的是更有信心，你在他里面，你走对了。
If it bothers you, it makes you uncomfortable, you say, I don't have that, then you need to do some business with God unless you want your own way.
如果你今天感觉不舒服，你觉得自己有点不对劲儿，你应该知道你要做一些什么事情，除非你说我不要神，我要偏行己路。
But the peace you gain when you walk with him,
当你与神同行的时候，你那个内心的
And the life and the love that you end up becoming acquainted with.
你熟悉的生命和你的这个你熟悉的神的爱。
It's what I'm built to do. It's what you're built to do. It's the letter.
是你原来应该得到的。
There is no alternative.
没有其他的选择。
That's all.
这是我今天要跟大家讲分享。Amen.